Time for our local hero spotlight with Phil Corman from CESA, the local hero folks, and Ashley Schenk from Broad Fork Permaculture, which is a worker co-op. Where are you based?
Montague, Massachusetts.
You, full disclosure, know my youngest son, Pax.
That's right.
Is that why you got on the show?
Yeah, that's right. It's all who you know, actually. Permaculture is a word that people are still getting to know what
totally.
It means.
Yeah.
And I know that I can't participate in it because I don't have hair, so I can't go get a perm.
Yeah.
But for people who can, what is permaculture?
Well, it's a lot of different things. One thing is an ecological design system. It's also a social movement internationally. So it's like activists and educators who have a common language when they're working on social and ecological regeneration.
Does the name permaculture, like, is it a portmanteau? Is like two mashed up words?
Yeah, it comes from permanent agriculture. So it was started in the 70s in Australia, coming from the idea of how can we create a agriculture that would be sustainable.
If I called you up and said, you know, I have this about an eighth of an acre, maybe even a little less. I want to have some flowers. I want to have some food I'm growing. What's the process from there? And how does permaculture inform?
Permaculture, like I said, is a design process. The first part of it is observation. So we come out to your site, we walk around with you, really trying to understand what are the existing conditions of the site. And then the next part is goals. So we sit down with you and really try to understand where you're coming from, what you want, not only for this immediate project, but potentially out 5-10 years, what you want your life to be like and how that might be affected by the landscape you create. You
so know? Some of it is saying no, right? Like if I were to come say like, I want to grow oranges in my backyard, you'd be like, yeah, no, probably not, right?
Yeah, a lot of it is actually about saying no or trying to gently steer the client one way or the other.
You know what would grow really good in your backyard? Crabgrass. And it does. Speaking with Ashley Schenk, who's from Broad Fork Permaculture, you're a worker co-op, which is, I think, a very fascinating and interesting and exciting business model.
Yeah, it's exciting for us, although very difficult as well, using the democratic decision-making process in our company.
It's right. Funny because when people sort of out of the outside of this orbit hear about worker-owned co-ops, it sounds like, oh, that's some sort of a hippie, weird cult, but it's actually very much more democratic.
Oh, yeah.
And you are an owner. So
totally. Yeah. And we find it great because all the employees have a big stake in the company and therefore they're much more invested in what's happening.
Right. So what are some things by and large in Western Massachusetts that people might not be thinking about that might be perfect for their yard, their small plot of land that gets overlooked frequently?
Fruit trees is always a great idea. You know, plant a peach tree, a couple plum trees. The other thing that's getting more exciting is pollinator gardens. Mm-hmm. So one of our issues locally is that our bees aren't doing that well.
Right.
So how can we support them by planting a flower garden, essentially, but with lots of native plants that bloom at different times of the season and provide fodder for bees throughout the season, and that could really support them.
So if I gave you a call right now, like here we are, and I say, I am so excited, I finally am making the commitment, can you come out next week and I want to plant in 2 weeks and have it done by end of April?
Yeah, well, it sort of depends.
Good luck with that.
No. Yeah, right.
But don't you get those kind of calls?
Absolutely.
Like
absolutely.
Finally someone's ready and they may not have some of the knowledge base, and immediate gratification is a big part of our culture.
Yeah, and that goes back to what Monty was saying, where we're saying no a lot and are kind of gently steering people. But we try not to work on isolated aspects of landscapes. We try to work on the big picture and get a holistic vision of what we're going to do. Ideally, we would work with someone throughout a year designing their landscape before we started making any big changes. We really want to get a sense of what the long-term vision of that place is.
Hence the perma in permaculture.
That's right.
Ashley Schenk, who's from Broad Fork Permaculture, a worker-owned co-op in Montague, and Phil Corman from CESA, the local hero folks, having your annual meeting coming up Thursday, April 12th.
Yes, we are. We're having it at Look Park at the Garden House, and we'd love folks to come. Go to buylocalfood.org, see the details, and RSVP back.